Nobody really want fuego. Masayo will bring fire down worse than Waco. Buy you some coffee and Lego, your egos, your sandwich with mayo and two slices of mayo. Sitting at home on the couch playing Halo, but the Masayo ain't playing no wagos. Games, women and pants gonna get it. Flames, brothers keeping no commandments. Same, calling our armies a favor. Event with your NATO and soldiers with Dracos. Just tell me, how can you stop a tornado or bury the lava from the volcano? They really can't, bro. They have to pay, bro. The most I say so. So in chase they go for all the wicked atrocities they owe. For all their wicked atrocities they owe. From San Diego to Trinity Tobago, I'm spitting these words so our Israelites they know. Keeping commandments the only way we grow, so we can defeat the nation Galileo. Nation Galileo, get it? Cause they pale. He's bringing them hell for every bill of sale. So family, just examine yourself. When that fuego come, you don't wanna get left. Forsake your sins so you complete the test. Then you can have complete rest from all your stress. Fight to do right to your very last breath, or stay wicked and receive second death. Destruction of enemies is muy bueno. Make sure that's one of the things that you pray for. Into the kingdom, the sinners, they can't go. The sinners can't go. So we say, hasta luego, hasta luego.
Brothers really don't want fuego. Sisters really don't want fuego. Nobody really want fuego.
Woo.
From the one that's super dead.
Turn it.
Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Nobody really want fuego.
Hey,
from the one that's super dead.
Fuego.
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 Brother, you don't want that fuego.
You don't want that fuego. Hey.
Fuego.
Hey.
Fuego. Nice fade.
You like that? You like that? It was good. That was a good one.
I like it. It was ruined by the keys. Yeah. That's
true. Well, we have to be, we're equal opportunity radio show, and we can't discriminate with the elderly. Well, yeah, well, that's the stuff old people do.
We got to regard the old.
We have to.
And the older.
Look at him. Look, you don't know what he's doing with that. Look at him. That's a paperweight to him. You got a freaking tablet there. Freaking paperweight. Shabbat Shalom. Welcome to the Native Land of Black Lost History Show. I'm Captain Yahshua.
And I'm the old guy, Captain Apollo.
That's Grandpa Mario.
Hey, Shalom. Happy Sabbath, Captain Amari.
Shalom, Israel. So do we.
He's dying on the floor, man.
Grandpa Mario.
Hey, Gramps. That's going to be the new thing.
Pop pop parium.
I guess everybody's in a good mood today, right?
He said pop pop parium.
Pop pop parium. Y'all are funny, man. I'm crazy. Welcome back to the show. All praise to the Most High. So let's put it in our spirits to keep another Sabbath day. To be able to have a medium to continue to put different things out, different forms of awareness to our people.
Right.
Housekeeping. Guest calling number 516-531-9797, 516-531-9797, if you have questions or comments relating to the show. Also, if you'd like to get more understanding, learn more about your true nationality according to the Bible, you can go to IsraelUnite.org. That's www.IsraelUnite.org. And for Israelite apparel, music, what have you, you can go to RichardRoyalty.com. www.RichardRoyalty.com.
People sleep on the website, man. I tell you can't do it. I mean, we have so many videos and resources now that people speak on the website.
You know,
I used to live on that thing.
I used to live on the old ugly one.
The one that dropped down like that?
This maybe it dropped like that for you. I had bougie internet. It didn't drop down like that. No, you know the real the old one that it just had the
flash.
Yeah, with the flash drive, it was like a flash drive.
I said I had the bougie internet. You're right. I was watching on my phone.
Yeah, that must have been like some 3G phone internet.
Galaxy S2.
Wow,
that's one.
That's dial-up.
Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and put some links. We're going to talk about suing Spain. Mexico's talking about holding Spain accountable.
Mexico's actually doing what we were talking about a couple years ago, that Puerto Rico should do.
Yes, got that. Sue Spain.
Right. Make it plain. Sue Spain.
Make it plain. Sue Spain. So they talking about that.
I can't help.
Okay. No, we understand. Okay.
So, it says, famous civil rights group suffers from systemic culture of racism and sexism, staffers say. So, it's a systemic culture of it, which means these aren't one-offs. These are things that have been going on. So, all these years that they're here reporting, they're supposed to be the vanguards of, you know, hate groups and all types of stuff.
It's new technology, you know.
Not new technology. Every phone you turn on makes noise.
It's not the rotary thing.
My phone doesn't make noise when you turn it on.
Is your phone?
No, mine don't make noise when you turn it on.
Evidently.
Listen.
Android.
Famous civil rights groups suffer from systemic culture, racism, and sexism. So systemic means that this, while all these years that they've been putting and compiling their lists, supposedly being these proverbial white knights, you know, fighting for the people and, you know, showing them, you know, the different hate groups, different ideals, whatever, they have their own issues, right? So I'll read this here. It says, some employees at the Southern Poverty Law Center say the legendary civil rights nonprofit group suffers from a systemic culture of racism and sexism within its workplace. The SPLC, which has been on the front line of the fight against racial inequality and injustice in the United States since 1971, has been thrust into chaos after allegations over its treatment of minority and female employees. The claims have been followed by changes in its leadership and a company-wide review. CNN spoke with three current employees of the organization who talked on condition of anonymity because of fears over possible retribution. I'm going to stop for a second because let me tell you something. From the bishop on down, we have been saying for years that the SPLC is evil and they're liars.
That's right.
All right? They're evil and they're liars. Even some of our detractors, like you had John Reiser when the apologist movement was putting a lot of videos out about us. You know, some of his cohorts were like trying to talk about, look, the SPLC has them like this. Remember like a year or two ago, the SPLC like published like a lot of stuff came out. That's when I did the TV thing that they never aired. She went to her editor with that shit and was part of my language. She went to, well, this is a radio show. He went to her editor with that, and they didn't air it, which is why it's good. This is why we always film more stuff.
That's because the screen turned on, and you were like.
I know, right? The screen turned on, and they thought they were going to see him. Actually, darker than him. They wanted to see this, like the color of your brace there.
Yeah.
Right? They thought they were going to see him, and then they saw me instead, and they were like,
right. Yeah. So about this.
They were like,
right.
Yeah. So what they were really fishing for was controversy, not really our side of the story. They wanted to see an angry, you know, the epitome of an angry black man, you know, saying this, that, and the other. But anyway, the point is we've been saying it for a long time. People laughed at us and everything. Like I said, even our detractors have said it. So, you know, there was a video where some of John Reiser's cohorts tried to say something. He was like, yeah, you know, you got to be careful with them too, though, because they have, you know, Christian groups that are on there that, you know, that all they're standing for are certain ideals or whatever. Now, let me say this. It's obvious what a hate group is, right? So, you know, if they have the KKK listed, right, we know that's a hate group. You know, if they have some white nationalist, and I don't mean just going on people under that banner because they call us black nationalists, right?
Right?
But if they have certain groups that are like Aryan this or whatever, you know that's bad business. Like that's exactly what those groups are about, right? But you don't need some authority on this to notice, right? But most people, just like they like their politics, they like their politics played out on TV and in the news and not really look into the background of their politicians that they elect, so on and so forth. So the point that I'm getting at is people like to be told what to do, right?
That's true.
Remember that song? Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Right. They like to go ahead and roll that way.
Well, that's what the Bible says when it says speak into a smooth thing.
And prophesy deceits. So they like to be told. People don't like to do the research for themselves, right? They rather ask questions. This is why you have like the meme culture. Someone could put up a meme, throw anybody's picture on it, and accredit it to them, and people run with it.
It's
you
true.
Know?
Yep.
But, and you know, I often joke about it with health stuff because people throw up a meme and they'll make it look real serene and there'll be waterfall in the background and like, you know, like some herbs, and they're like, if you drink one glass of lemon water a day, you'll lose weight, cure cancer, blah, 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 blah. And there's so many other things that go behind that stuff, all right? If just drinking lemon water freaking made you cancer-free, then we wouldn't have people with cancer.
Sounds like my wife's been telling your wife stuff.
You don't think people who are desperate and dying of cancer would not freaking drink lemon water every day if it would cure them?
Well, sometimes I would say that. Because yeah, you'll have people that
it's not just lemon water, Ruvane,
right,
that's going to cure them from cancer.
Yeah, there's
but
there's
a lot of other things.
Yeah,
in there. There's a lot of other things that go with that. The point that I'm making, this is, I don't want to make this a health discussion.
Yeah,
that's clearly bullshit. That if I just drink some water with lemon every day, I'm going to be cured of all ailments. There's a lot more that has to go with that. There's a lifestyle that has to follow that.
That's true.
All right. So you're telling me, listen, don't ever eat again and just drink lemon water every day. First of all, you're going to die because we're not made that way. All right. Secondly, there's a lot that goes to that as well. That's the point that I'm making, is that we take these things on the surface, never going deeper. Right. So bringing it back to this, everybody likes to listen to the SPLC rather than do their own research. Meanwhile, these guys, all right, they got their own house cleaning that they got to do.
That's right.
They got their own skeletons in the closet, and shame on all these media organizations that were using this and citing this to go ahead and especially with us, but in any group that it's not true about, and using this as the as if they're some sort of government authority that's vetted and proven and said, hey, yeah, these are designated hate groups.
It's like the pot calling the kettle black type of thing.
Yes, yes, that's exactly what's going on here, right? So it says, it was one of these employees who cited the systemic problems of racism and sexism, and a second employee agreed with that assessment. The Alabama-based activist group is nationally known for tracking civil rights abuses and hate crimes. Now, mind you, I'm always reading between the lines with these words. We've gone on record and said, hey, we've never abused anybody's civil rights as an organization. I'm talking about Israel United in Christ. And they say, no, just because your message is this, which our message is really just the message of the Bible, right? That makes it. But they're saying here they track civil rights abuse and hate crime. So this is their first lie, because we've never committed a hate crime or abused civil rights, but they tracking us, right? And some of the other groups that are Israelite groups, some of our brothers that are on that list as well. So it says, and while they preach tolerance. So here's the that's the big hypocrisy of the whole thing. So they track civil rights abuses and hate crimes, right, while preaching tolerance. The group established itself as a crusading force by fighting racism and exposing extremist groups, taking many cases pro bono. A famed civil rights activist, the late Julian Bond, was the group's first president. But one of the employees who spoke to CNN alleged the organization suffers from a pervasive racist culture and an environment in which a woman is not seen or heard. She also said qualified African-American employees were regularly passed over for promotions, including one African-American colleague she describes as brilliant. She added, my boss only hires white people. So, all right, so all this is coming out, right? This is from people that were in there, in the know. Unlike them, they knew nothing about us and wanted to just run and put us on there. These are from people that know, right? And clearly they're on board with some of this because you have some of their top personnel resigning over this.
That's
so
right.
So to come out and deny it now, like if the allegations were false, the employee described the current upheaval at the SPLC as a revolution against the organization's leadership, initiated by employees because workers were tired of seeing the pervasive culture exist, unchallenged by those in charge. The SPLC fired co-founder Morris Dees on March 30th and launched a top-to-bottom external review of workplace culture headed by former Michelle Obama Chief of Staff Tina Chen. So Morris Dees, like when we were going over to his background or whatever, when we were talking about the SPLC a couple of years ago, he's one of them good old boys. He was raised up in that time when it's like, you know,
there were nooses hanging from trees.
Yeah, and, you know, separate water fountains and all that other stuff, right? And, you know, he got rich off of this whole SPLC thing. So it says they fired him. And then the organization said Dees had previously been disciplined after a prior investigation into inappropriate conduct. It would not elaborate on the nature of that conduct. Interesting. So it says SPLC President Richard Cohen issued this statement on Dees' dismissal. When one of our own fails to meet those standards, no matter his or her role in the organization, we take it seriously and must take appropriate action. And so he wound up stepping down too, right? So it says last week Coleman himself stepped down after more than 30 years with the center, saying his departure would help the SPLC move forward. We've heard from our staff that we need to do a better job of making sure that our workplace embodies the values we espouse. Truth, justice, equity, and inclusion, Cohen said in a statement. The SPLC continues to go through upheaval with its legal director abruptly resigning in recent days. She would not comment when contacted by CNN. So they got all – well, let me tell you something. There is a God. There is a God. And this is what I'm saying. When we were saying a couple of years ago that SPLC is evil and God's going to judge them, all right? You see this stuff coming down there now.
Their whole message was it was targeting what people with hate crimes, civil rights,
mm-hmm.
all while preaching tolerance though. They said?
Yes,
that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
All in itself,
right?
What do you then what are you tolerant to? Then?
Exactly, because you're obviously not tolerant to minorities and women, so.
That, oh my goodness!
That's crazy.
And I've gone over this before. You have to understand the modern definition of tolerance, and then what the urban definition of tolerance is, or like the colloquial definition of tolerance is very different, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've said this before. Tolerance is the ability or willingness to tolerate something, in particular the existence of opinions or behavior that one does not necessarily agree with. All right. So you tolerate that these things exist, right? But their understanding of tolerance right. is not. Their understanding of tolerance is acceptance. Tolerance and acceptance are two different things. I'm going to get the definition of acceptance
right.
now.
Bring that out because that's we live based upon Deuteronomy 7
mm-hmm.
verse 6 that
mm-hmm.
we're above all people that God created.
Mm-hmm.
They're not tolerant to that because they're going against that by saying that we're a black separatist hate group.
That's right.
Are there any Jewish groups that are on the SPLC? Because from birth, they're taught that and they
that
operate
channel.
Highly.
Listen, go ahead on YouTube and put the Talmud and mm-hmm. see what their beliefs are. Okay? They call everybody Goyims.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They believe that if they were to injure or murder someone, according to the Talmud, that they're justified because it was a heathen.
That's right.
That's right. Goyim.
Goyim.
Okay, amongst many other things.
Okay, so acceptance is the act of taking or receiving something offered, favorable reception, approval.
There you go.
So what they want is not tolerance. They want us to approve of these things.
Mm-hmm.
There's another definition here. The act of assenting or believing, and that's under acceptance.
Yep.
And what they want you to say is, despite that the Bible says this about homosexuality, we want you to say
right.
that you accept homosexuality.
I was going to say the same thing.
Right?
Right.
It's the
just
same
like
thing
recently,
that.
We had this guy calling all the phone lines, trying to get us recorded. So he wanted us to try to say hateful things about homosexuals, and we're not. We're just going to say, listen, the Bible says,
mm-hmm.
you know, man should not lie with man, woman should not lie with woman.
That's right.
That's what the scriptures say. All right. Tolerance, again, the definition of that is the ability or willingness to tolerate something, in particular. Meaning specifically what it's talking about, not specifically.
Bring it out.
Specifically.
Bring it out.
The existence of opinions or behavior does not. We are very tolerant. We
yeah.
acknowledge that those opinions exist, right? And the only thing we do is preach against them according to the scripture. We don't act against them. We don't do any. We don't infringe on anybody. Listen, you want to go and live
Look,
in that sin? Then go live in that sin.
We're very tolerant to it because we understand according to Timothy that our people have these illnesses.
Right.
And we expect them to come in with those
we
things.
We are very tolerant.
And then we deal
Get
with
me
them.
The scripture where it says, such was some of you.
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind.
So now he's naming different things that our people suffer from, the sicknesses that the captain was just saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
So the scripture says, and it's not just these things, there's many others where it talks about homosexuality and everything else, effeminate even,
mm-hmm.
all right? It says you will not inherit the kingdom of God. This is plain. This is what the Bible says. How come they're not tolerant that this exists?
Mm-hmm.
And this is an opinion, not
to
us.
In the New Testament.
Right? This in the New Testament. But then go on. This is the reason why we're very tolerant. Go ahead.
And such were some of you.
Because we know that these are the things, because this is addressed to the Israelites. This is FUBU. The Bible is for us, by us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Ooh. So we understand that such were some of you. Were some of you. Meaning that you can change that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not born this way. You can change that. Read on.
As such are some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
Why? Because grace and truth came by Christ, mm-hmm. according to John 1:17, meaning under the old covenant, you had to be totally condemned for those things. But under the new covenant with Christ, you have the opportunity and the mercy to repent of those things. So we are very tolerant. We are
That's
the definition
right.
of tolerance.
Bring it out.
We are the epitome of tolerance. You know, the epitome of something is the thing that embodies
example.
It mm-hmm. most, right? The perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I got this thing up here. Let me do it low. Let me go low.
There you go. There you go.
He's getting fired up. Watch out. He's getting fired up.
I know. Listen.
Yeah.
All right. So it's the perfect example. We are the epitome of tolerance. According to their definitions, right? So it's the hypocrisy of their tolerance, and what they really want is acceptance. What they really want is acceptance. So it says the SPOC continues to go through upheaval with its legal director resigning. One employee said of Cohen's departure, employees asked the president to step down. He didn't do anything to change the culture, and he left because of it. CNN reached out multiple times on Monday to Dees and Cohen about the workplace allegations. They have not returned our messages. When initially asked about his termination, Dees told CNN it wasn't his decision to leave SPLC. It's a very fine group. I've devoted 50 years of my life to the center. I wish them the very best. He would not elaborate on how he learned about his dismissal or the reasoning behind it. He only said that he can let his life's work and reputation speak for itself. In the past few years, Dees said he mostly went to the center to make calls to big donors. As SPLC's chief trial counsel, Dees began in the early 1980s to use courts to secure monetary damages against hate groups. So this was their tactics. They tried to go after their money so that the groups can't preach their message. This is why it's dangerous. Yes, if you're a bona fide hate group, then you probably should not be operating. You shouldn't be funded. We don't want people like the guy that killed those people in New Zealand having funding to do those type of things. All right. We don't want people like these school shooters and all this other stuff. You know, the people that killed the Jewish people in Philly.
Right.
We don't want people like that funded.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a good thing. Right. But you got to be very careful when you start blurring the lines between what tolerance is and what acceptance is. But when you're blurring the lines between what a hate group is and what people who preach an opinion different than yours, the hypocrisy of your tolerance, your whole organization is built on intolerance.
Mm-hmm.
But what sets the standard of intolerance? Think about it. Tolerance is, in particular, the acknowledgement, right? Listen, let me read it again. It says, in particular, the existence of opinions or behavior that one does not necessarily, the ability or willingness to tolerate something. They don't their whole business model is intolerance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that, remember, though, we're on the list because we literally go against everything that they stand for. You know, the acceptance of what's evil according to what the Most High says. And they know that we're now taking a stand and fighting for what the Bible says for our people. So they have to put us in that label to deter others from, you know, looking into us, even though the Most High used that as an instrument for people to look into us.
There's that, and then it goes back to what Kevin Yashua said about how people don't like to do their own research.
Right.
At one point in time, we were killed by reading and writing. Now, that's that old saying, hey, you want to hide anything from a black man, put it in a book. No one likes to go do their own research. It's very simple to just go on www.israelunite.org and actually see what the mission statement is. See that we stand for God's laws, and that's it. But everyone's, I've had numerous people tell me, oh, you're in a hate group. And it's like, well, what do I hate other than sin?
And they mm-hmm. know this. This is why, you know, I remember a few months back, what's this guy's name? Glenn Beck,
mm-hmm.
when the whole thing happened in D.C.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't even show the group that was it mentioned, the House of Israel? He didn't even show the House of Israel cuts. Because likely they are not that bad. Like I said, they just caught them in a moment where the brother was heated,
right?
They had to get the most reprobate, the most base of the camps
video
that represent
video.
Israel.
Old video too.
Old video.
Years old.
To show and to try to throw all of us into that same boat. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. You will never see a video with IUI with somebody cursing out anybody of another race.
Right.
And I can say that boldly because cursing out isn't us speaking strong at somebody, mm-hmm. cursing, but just not using the Bible and just ridiculing someone based on you will not see that. You will not see that. I can say that boldly from the most novice of us that we allow and train to go out to preach on the streets. Mm-hmm. You will not see that type of behavior from our videos. This is why they'll never show our videos
right.
when they try to talk about Israelites.
Because that's for...
Our videos are too
entertainment.
Edifying.
Yeah, I'd say that's entertainment and not edification.
Yeah, our videos are too edifying. So that's why they go and they look for those type of things. So it says, as part of the judgments he helped win against those groups, courts would then seize the group's assets. In 1981, Dees successfully sued the Ku Klux Klan and won a $7 million judgment for the mother of Michael Donald, a black lynching victim in Alabama. The judgment bankrupted the United Klans of America, which had to sell its national headquarters to help pay it off. Good. Right? That's all praises. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Right? But that was a lynching. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody had to die.
You know what I'm saying? So it says the SPLC Communications Department, while defending the group's handling of the current crisis, has not responded to questions about the specific substance of the various allegations. A spokeswoman said the group's leadership has taken the initiative to improve culture and that Cohen urged leadership changes in October, prompting the SPLC's board to appoint a search committee for his replacement. Richard told the board that a number of legacy civil rights organizations had transitioned to a new generation of leaders in recent years and that we should too. The events of the last week have been a clear reminder that the walk towards justice must start at your own front door. Excuse me. We acknowledge and take very seriously the significant concerns that our talented and deeply committed staff have raised. And we're committed to listening further, taking ownership whenever we have failed to live up to our own standards and values, and to make any changes necessary at the conclusion of this process to ensure that the censor is exemplifying and upholding them. Which, that's all hip talk to say, don't think that they're going anywhere off of this.
Yep.
That's why I said they're too well funded. Mm-hmm. They're not going to go ahead and retract things or whatever. And, you know, I read here where it says to take ownership when we have failed to live up to our own standards and values. They actually haven't. Because based on the definitions of intolerance and acceptance that I brought out, they're absolutely living up to their – because they're a group that is based on intolerance.
That's right.
They are a group that is based on intolerance. If you talk against homosexuality, despite what the scripture says, they're intolerant to that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So you see what I'm saying, like that, how it doesn't make any sense? So if I speak for it because the the cult of personalities these days is that being gay is fashionable, again.
It's very true.
Right. All right? That's what makes it wrong when I speak against it. But you go 10, 15, 20 years ago, all right?
Man.
You could speak against it, and that was the cult of personality then, and it wasn't accepted.
Mm-hmm.
So now the intolerance flows based on how the masses move and go. But that's not what that's why I love definitions, because they're pure. It's just what it is.
Right.
So they what they really want to say is acceptance. But politically, they can't say acceptance.
Right.
Because then it takes the whole thing down of supposedly what they stand for.
Got a new acronym for them.
What's that?
SPLC. Satan's pawns lying constantly.
Oh, dang. There we go. You got to put that. You got to put that in a rhyme.
We need a bomb drop.
You got to put that. I know it's too late. I think the moment passed.
That's good though. That's good.
Have my finger
as far as you saying that their whole organization is founded by intolerance, when their own statement says that they're founded on tolerance.
Right.
It's such hypocrisy.
Right. Because they're intolerant of the biblical views.
That's right.
That the Bible expresses. So they haven't committed anything based on these employees. I'm being sarcastic when I say that. They obviously, right, they supposedly their intent is to point these things out, right? But clearly there's stuff going on there. So it says one of the employees told CNN that the rank and file within the SPLC are deeply divided between those who are seeking a complete overhaul and those who support leadership efforts to review the culture. We are so divided, the employee said. I want to see us rise through the ashes. The white males here who are calling the shots can't ruin us. Cohen and Dee's departures came after SPLC Associate Legal Director Meredith Horton resigned. Horton did not return CNN's calls for comments. It all started with the resignation of Meredith Horton, an employee said. Horton was a high-ranking African-American woman in the organization. In her resignation letter obtained by CNN, Horton cited concerns about workplace culture. It should not be a surprise that as a woman of color, the experiences of staff of color and female staff have been particularly important to me. We recognize that there's more work to do in the legal department and across the organization to ensure the SPLC is a place where everyone is heard and respected and where the values we are committed to pursuing externally are also being practiced internally. You should have been practicing that.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell are you talking about that you recognize and that there's more work to do? You hold yourself up as the gold standard in identifying extremists, hate groups, nationalists, all the different terms that they use.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about you're committed to working harder to doing that?
But not in your own house.
Right.
We are committed to pursuing externally, also are being practiced internally. Ridiculous, bro. So it says, according to one employee, action was taken against Deez after Horton submitted her letter. And then you got, this will be the last part on this article. It says, allegations greatly exaggerated. But another employee told CNN that allegations of misconduct were greatly exaggerated. I'm completely happy here, the employee said. We have many women in leadership.
Jeez.
Another employee said Deez didn't catch up with the times. The source said Deez was an amazing salesman, adding that he was also a scapegoat for the company's problems.
He's an amazing salesman.
He's an amazing salesman.
So
the center has strongly defended its response to recent events. No one, no matter the person's position at the SPLC, will be exempt from scrutiny and accountability as part of that process. As a civil rights organization, the SPLC is committed to ensuring that the conduct of our staff reflects the mission of the organization and the values we hope to instill in the world.
Man, who's their PR person? That's what I want to know.
Bro, this whole thing is going to blow over. Mm-hmm. So quickly, it's ridiculous. It's all going to be a smokescreen of how brave were they to actually stand up and say
right.
something. And now action is going to be taken, and it's all going to be about nothing. It's crazy, and our people are going to eat that stuff up, man.
Yep. Check this headline out. It says, the Southern Poverty Law Center is both a terrible place to work and a place that does terrible work.
Man.
That's good.
Top executives are departing amidst reports of racial and sexual harassment. Let's see. It says controversy has struck the Southern Poverty Law Center, the formidable progressive law firm best known for tracking hate groups in the U.S. I'm going to skim through this one a little bit. It says the
man, you know, like the top officials that are in the organization are like the most racist dudes that got to be ever created by God, man. You just got under, man, you got to see that there's some crazy stuff going on in there.
Hey, so check this out. This is pretty good. It says, the leadership sake of fueled by allegations that black staffers were shut out of key positions and that these personally harassed female staffers has brought the SPLC considerable media scrutiny, and it's about time. I love this. This is a favorable article in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It aligns with my opinions in
right.
particular
right.
about the SPLC. It says, regardless of whether these specific accusations have merit, the SPLC should face a reckoning over its extremely shoddy work. This is the reckoning, right? What did we say earlier? We've been saying for a couple years they're evil and the Lord's going to judge them.
That's right.
Which has mistakenly promoted the idea that fringe hate groups are a rising threat. Peddling this false narrative has long been the SPLC's business model. And the Trump years have been especially profitable, since the group was almost perfectly positioned to capitalize on growing liberal fears about hate crimes. Resurgent white nationalism and the alt-right. Oh, alt-right. Over the course of the Trump campaign and presidency, the SPLC has added dozens of staffers, saw its social media following rise dramatically, ramped up its fundraising, and built a $200 million endowment. Its role has been to provide intellectual support for a central narrative of the resistance. Hate, broadly defined, is surging across America, and Trump is to blame. So this is someone obviously talking about Trump,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it is true. He's emboldened many people. We've spoken about that on this show often. But I love how it's their narrative, and they have broadly taken hate and made it a broad definition rather than narrow. They've done the same thing with tolerance.
He said MAGA. And then that just emboldened everybody.
That's it. Why? Because Make America Great Again is hip talk
mm-hmm.
for we want the America of a Jim Crow.
That's mm-hmm. right.
That's the America that we want.
Jokes on them. So do we. Only we want to be running the Jim Crow
right.
laws.
Right.
We want Jesus Christ laws.
Right. Right. We want the JC laws, but not the Jim Crow. We want the Jesus
right.
Christ.
Right. That JC. We want the good JC.
Right.
Jim Crow JC.
There it is.
Okay, so check it out. So it says, but the SPLC's hate tally is incredibly suspect.
Mm.
As leftist writer Nathan Robertson explained in a terrific article for Current Affairs, which there's a link to it here. I'm not going to be able to probably do it for the show, but I'm going to save it for another time. According to the SPLC's hate map, there were more than 1,000 hate groups in the U.S. in 2018, nearly twice as many as existed in 2000. The number has increased every year since 2014. The map is littered with dots that provide more information on each specific group, and this is where the SPLC gives away the game. Consider a random state. Oklahoma, for example, is home to 9 distinct hate groups. By the SPLC's count, Oklahoma is teeming with hate groups. 5 of them, though, are black nationalist groups. The Nation of Islam, Israel United in Christ, etc. The SPLC counts each chapter of these groups separately. So the Nation of Islam counts as 2 separate hate groups within Oklahoma. Its various chapters in other states are also tallied separately. The map makes no attempt to contextualize all of this. No information is given on the relative size or influence of each group. So their numbers, it's all fear-mongering propaganda tactics, saying there's 1,000 hate groups in the United States. I mean, damn, just our organization alone is going to take like 10% of that if they're counting each dot, maybe, right?
I was going to say the exact same thing.
In his piece, Robinson describes the map as an outright fraud, and it's hard to argue with him. In fact, when you actually look at the hate map, you find something interesting. Many of these groups barely seem to exist at all. A Holocaust denier group in Kerrville, Texas, called CarolynNeger.net, appears to be just a woman called Carolyn Yeager.
Wait, hold on. It's a Holocaust denial group.
Yes.
And that's a hate group,
but it's a group because it's one person that's saying it.
That's not even the definition.
By definition, I was just gonna say group not means even, more than one.
That's right. Hilarious.
Right, wow. It means more than one. he said it just appears to be a woman called Carolyn Yeager.
Wow.
A male supremacy group, this is what they call them, the male supremacy group called Return of Kings, is apparently just a blog published by pickup artist Roosh V and a couple of his friends. And the most recent post is an announcement from 6 months ago that the project was on indefinite hiatus.
So they're not even active.
Tony Alamo, the abusive cult leader of Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, died in prison in 2017.
Oh, gosh.
Though his ministry website still promotes Tony Alamo's unreleased Beatles album. A black nationalist group in Atlanta called Luxor Couture appears to be an African fashion boutique. Shark Hunters International is one guy who really likes U-boats and takes small groups of sad Nazis on tours to see ruins and relics. And good luck finding out much about the Samantha Roy Institute of Science and Technology, which, if it is currently operative at all, is a tiny anti-Catholic cult based in Shawano, Wisconsin. Sloppily tallying hate in service of a greater narrative is par for the course at the SPLC. The group's report on Trump-inspired schoolyard bullying is similarly flawed. Its survey was unscientific and based on anecdotes reported by members of the SPLC's mailing list. When it comes to misleading hate crime data, the SPLC is far from the only offender. Many in the media have exaggerated a finding by the Anti-Defamation League that anti-Semitic hate has increased 57% under Trump. Bomb threats made by an Israeli teenager were largely responsible for the perceived increase. Anti-Semitic assaults actually decreased substantially. The FBI's hate crime data has also been widely mischaracterized. Still, the SPLC stands out. It previously characterized Mahid Nawaz as an anti-Muslim extremist, but Nawaz is a progressive whose work is aimed at de-radicalizing Muslim extremists. To this day, the SPLC lists Charles Murray's ideology as white nationalist. Over a national review, David French urges the SPLC to rediscover its roots. The organization used to do much more work aligned with its name, representing impoverished death row inmates, for example, and battling the KKK in court. It has plenty of money and could hire an army of lawyers to really make a difference in the lives of criminal defendants. But first, the organization needs to give up on the project of inflating the threat posed by fringe nutcases. Not bad. That's an okay read.
That's a good article right there.
That is a good one.
It just sounds pretty much like anything that they heard is okay. That's a hate group.
Mm-hmm.
There's a group called Goyan. They're just everywhere. It stands for Green Olives Are Nasty.
Mm. Green Olives Are Nasty. So I'm going to read this Nathan Robinson article at another time. I like this one, you know, because I noticed most CNN kind of referred to them still favorably. This is the Washington Examiner.
Naturally, of course, they were still favored.
It says, wheels come off the Southern Poverty Law Center. It says, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the left liberal civil rights nonprofit group, right? So that's good. Instead of this preeminent whatever. So they're a left liberal civil rights nonprofit group known for its conspicuous wealth, an ever-expanding list of right-wing hate figures and organizations, abruptly fired 82-year-old Morris Dees. Let's see what else they got here. They have assets approaching $500 million. And it's repeating a lot of the other stuff we read already. So, listen, I think there's a lot more that you could read on this. You know, they got a lot of money, man. They got deep pockets, so... Yeah. Listen, it's all of the Lord, right? If they're here, but I can't say I'm not pleased because I am.
No, of course, of course. Sure.
By this whole thing, because you know, people have gone and looked them up, and you know, now this is something that we can reference. Like, oh, you're gonna go by what they're saying?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the internal racism?
Right, right, right. Exactly. So credibility has been somewhat.
Yeah, their credibility is brought into question now, you know? I mean, I recently had to testify maybe a couple months back on a sister's behalf that's going through something with a custody thing with her children because her unbelieving spouse left, and he also wants custody of the children. And he's using largely what the SPLC has said about us in his defense. And, you know, and up until this point, the judges and everything have been on it. Unfortunately, her initial lawyer was kind of half-heartedly defending her case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the new one she got. The new one actually asked me to testify and, you know, shed light from, you know, and mind you, she's a so-called Jewish person. She knows that, you know, I mean, I actually had, I think, almost an hour or so conversation with her the night before we testified on the phone, and I kind of had her kind of acknowledging some things that the scriptures say.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, and she's like, you know, yeah, because, you know, she was like, I was raised Jewish. She goes, admittedly, I don't, you know,
practice
or whatever, but I was raised that way or whatever. And I was bringing some stuff out to her and showing her, like, you know, I said, what you're doing is you're mixing your ideologies in politics and everything mm-hmm. else with what your own Torah says, with what the Bible says. And this is where you get confused. You have a mishmash. This is why the scriptures talks about not being defiled with women,
mm-hmm.
meaning the philosophies, right? And this is why it says in Colossians, you know, beware, right?
Mm-hmm.
Precepts of men, philosophies of vain deceits, the rudiments right. of this world. You take a little bit from here, a little bit from there, and then you got this conglomerate of a story, mm-hmm. of a narrative that's not accurate
that's,
anymore.
Isaiah 34 as well too, when it said that it can't be mixed with anything else.
Right, mm-hmm.
It's pure all unknown.
None can want her mate. Yeah, right. you gotta understand that. Like you can't, and it's interesting that you bring that out because we understand that means nothing can stand with it, that it's pure by itself. But it's also letting you know that how you have to hold true to it and not try to let those other things creep in.
Right,
because it won't. Then what you have is not that pureness. Then what you have is that mission. It's like the oil and vinegar, mm-hmm. right? You know, even if you shake it up, like when you're doing your dressing,
right.
you see the droplets of water and everything all kind of, you know, and then what happens? If you let it sit, it starts to separate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give it enough time, all those things will sift themselves out, and this is what stands, right, and rises
right.
to the top. So, you know, you gotta think about these things, and they were largely using the SPLC stuff for that. And, you know, her present lawyer was like, hey, you know, I want, you know, she said, I saw your thing, the interview that you did. And, you know, she was like, I think, you know, listen, she goes, as a lawyer, I'm supposed to be impartial here and look at the facts of the case. And, you know, and she does. And she goes, and the reality is that they're taking all this information from people that are so-called experts on you, but not a one of them is anybody that's ever been with you for any length of time. Not a one of them. They even tried to get the Blue Waffle.
No.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, yeah. They were going to subpoena her, but I guess they never got in touch with her or something happened. They wanted her to come testify in custody case.
They wanted her to come lie?
Wow. They wanted her to come lie.
That goes to show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Yep. Wow.
That goes to show you that it's bigger than just that one person.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And what's funny is that the sister, even though the sister's been with us, all right, I mean, those of you, you know who I'm speaking about, even though the sister's been with us for a while, she was here during the whole Blue Waffle controversy and all that stuff like that. When she saw who, she was like, I don't even know who this person is that they're trying to subpoena. Because the sister didn't get caught up in that mess, right? So the point that I'm making is that she was like, who the hell is this that they're trying to – yeah, she even – they even called somebody Rick Ross, not Rick Ross the rapper, all right? Supposedly he's a self-proclaimed cult expert, and I believe she got him or was attempting to get him discredited because he has no credentials or anything on that stuff like that. So like, so they really – you know, again, you got this narrative that's pushed out there starting first and foremost with the SPLC. And then everybody kind of jumps on this thing and paints their own picture of what we're like and who we are. And nobody examines. See, this is how, you know, even if they're there preaching other religions, that the scripture says, learn the truth, then judge.
That's right.
You know, and they don't. People are just taking whatever they hear at face value. Hey, you saw it amongst the old people recently with all this BS with our missing sister Joy. And I say missing because they've yet still to find a body. All right. I don't care what's going on. And mind you, nobody's reporting. Even those knuckleheads ain't even talking about that thing no more. Nope. So it goes to show you what their real motivation was and even bringing that thing out.
The whole thing with the SPLC is prophecy. The man of sin has to be revealed. But what we that see things with a spiritual eye have to understand, too, is that the Most High is a man of war. He likes to fight. So this is just part of the battle that he set before us. So is it great that's coming out? Yeah, all praises. But it's just the beginning because, like Captain said, they got deep pockets, and then they're not going to just roll over completely. Mm-hmm. After all this groundwork, you think they're going to just roll over and be like, okay, we're sorry.
The pride of thine heart says, who can bring me down?
That's right. The pride in thine heart has deceived thee. Esaul.
Esaul. So let me read this real quickly. We got about 8 minutes left on the radio side. Mexico demands Spain apologize for colonial abuse of indigenous people.
Bring it out.
In letter to the Spanish king, President Obrador cites massacres and oppression during conquest of Mexico. Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has written to Spanish King Felipe VI and Pope Francis, urging them to apologize for the abuses of colonialism. So he's not even asking for reparations. He said, yo, can you just acknowledge and apologize for the stuff you did? Like, can you say sorry?
Right.
You say sorry, Nick? Say sorry.
Can we get a lo siento, please?
Man, what's interesting about that whole thing is, Most High is a mastermind. When I read that, I was like, wow. I talk about the 11th hour and stuff, right? Because you still have so-called Hispanics that are proud of their last name.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. This article is clearly, when you read it, telling you that we, those last names that we have, the slave masters, Seville, Spain is the richest port in Spain because that's where Columbus took us back to by the thousands, okay? From here, that's where Cortez, okay, took us. Dali, those are the ones that conquered Mexico and Central America. All right, so it's time for you so-called Mexicans who are from the tribe of Issachar to wake up and start seeing, and along with the other Hispanic tribes.
It says in a video film that the ruins of the indigenous city of Comacalco in southern Mexico.
That's it. That's it. Comacalco. Yeah.
No, you got to let the tongue hang out, though, when you do it. That's how you get the final pronunciation. Comacalco. Goodness gracious. Paw-paw-parium. Well, it took him literally 45 minutes to get all his technology sorted. And then he grabs the mic like, I'm ready. Bars. Oh, my goodness. In a video filmed at the ruins of the indigenous city of Comacalco in southern Mexico, the anti-establishment leftists called on Spain and the Vatican to recognize the rights violations committed during the conquest of Mexico. Now, people are like, well, why is he calling on the Vatican, too? Because they did it under the guise of Catholicism.
That's right.
All right?
That's right.
During the conquest, which began 500 years ago, and the colonial period that followed. I have sent a letter to the King of Spain and another to the Pope calling for a full account of the abuses and urging them to apologize to the indigenous peoples of Mexico for the violations of what we now call their human rights, said in the video, which he posted to social media accounts.
Android, bro. That's what I heard.
Bro, did I tell you he don't know what the hell he's doing with that thing?
You know, it has nothing to do with not knowing what he's doing. This particular device, it makes the noise every time it reboots.
It should be on silent. There were massacres and oppression The so-called conquest was waged with the sword and the cross.
It is on Saturday.
They, obviously not.
It is.
You got the T-Mobile. T-Mobile is not a sponsor of the show. That's the T-Mobile jingle. That's like their trademark jingle.
Yeah,
people, you know, you're going to have somebody do a video and see, they funded.
Man,
they funded.
Straight up.
They got.
Right up.
You're going to have some.
I didn't show any advertising.
You're gonna, bro, they know the jingle, bro. They know the jingle. There were massacres and oppression. The so-called conquest was waged with the sword and the cross.
There it is. Sword and the cross. Mm-hmm. And there you go. That's why you so-called Hispanics are so enthralled with Catholicism. All right? Because it was you were forced. Okay? In fact, Atahualpa, okay, one of the so-called Mexican caciques, okay, mm-hmm. back then, he chose death.
Mm-hmm.
Because they tried to go ahead and convert him. Their whole purpose was to convert. Why? Because if you get converted, you will be straying away from the Bible. If you stray away from the Bible, you will always be enslaved.
That's mm-hmm. right. He says there were massacres and oppressions. The so-called conquest was waged with the sword and the cross. They built their churches on top of the indigenous temples, he said.
Jeez,
the time has come to reconcile, but let us ask forgiveness first. It's interesting. They have a link to another article here. Spain fights to dispel legend of Inquisition and imperial atrocities. I'm going to see what that's about. That might be a future show topic.
Yep.
López Obrador made the remarks during a visit to his native Tabasco state. Not the sauce. I know, right? That's the first thing you think about, right? Tabasco.
Sounds delicious, actually.
It's
not even like Mexican.
Especially the green ones.
Just distilled vinegar and pepper.
The jalapeno, the green, the milder.
Oh, the green one. Yeah, but that was years later. That was never.
I know, but that one's excellent.
It is excellent.
He planned to later visit the city of Centla, seeing one of the first battles between Spanish conquistador Narcotes and the indigenous people of the lands now known as Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
With the help of horses, swords, guns, and smallpox, all unknown in the New World at the time, Cortes led an army of less than 1,000 men to defeat the Aztec Empire, the start of 300 years of Spanish rule over Mexico. Mm.
And guess what? And now you have a last name of Cortes, those of you that do, commemorating your enslavement of your forefathers.
Right. So, and the other thing, don't let them think that, like, we went over this in a little more detail, and again, being inspired by John Leguizamo's most recent stand-up show that he did, it wasn't that he came with 1,000 men and toppled an empire and that was the end of it.
No,
there was a lot more at play there. Mm-hmm. He enlisted other, you know, he worked on the root of bitterness that some of our people had towards each other, tribal conflict and stuff like that.
That goes back from Cain and Abel. There was always something.
Right.
Yeah.
But what's important to see with that is that the enemy will use
your own people.
Your own people.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't even realize that you're selling out your own people in doing so. So when we talk about agent provocateurs, when we talk about all this stuff, you can be a puppet of the system and not even realize it. And you think you're doing your will. You think you're doing your – not to mention the spiritual aspect of the Lord putting that thing on you sometimes.
Okay, I got another one. SPLC, Satan's Pawns Leading Coons.
There
it is.
There
bars.
It is. Boom.
There's a brother the video was on Facebook. He's supposed to be a pastor, and he's upset because half of his congregation has been corrupted by the black Hebrew Israelite going into churches and cursing out older pastors 65 and up. He's going around doing a lot of fear mongering right now because Israel is starting to wake up, you know. But it goes to what Captain was saying, that you don't even know that you're part of the system that's bringing down your own people.
That's right.
And that's a prime example.
Yeah, they've always done that, and that's exactly what Cortez did. He got the tribe of Zebulon to go against the tribe of Issachar. That's the only way that they can
right.
even overcome them.
Buffalo
same
soldiers.
Yeah, Buffalo soldiers, same exact thing.
Yeah, and if you realize the same MO, right, as what was started in 1492, smallpox, all types of things like that, same thing they did with our Gadite brothers, our native so-called Native American brothers and sisters.
Right.
Same exact thing.
Yep. So, anyway, that's the Native Latin and Black Lost History Show. We do got to start pushing that message to Sue Spain, though, right? There needs to be an acknowledgement.
Yeah,
T-shirt.
Man.
Absolutely. You need to get that T-shirt.
Yeah, we got to do the T-shirt. Anyway, well, Lord's Will be on. You're here, right? So you'll be doing the show?
Oh,
no. Nobody's here. Oh, that's right. That's right. It's the New Mexico thing that you're doing.
Right,
we will
right,
not have
right,
a show
right.
next Sabbath. We'll be keeping Passover, all right? Passover starts Thursday evening this week, and, you know, some of us are having events around Passover. So we'll be back on the air, Lord's will, the following Sabbath, so the Sabbath after next.
We're going to do it from...
Yeah, why not?
Okay, all right.
With that, we say shalom.
Shalom.
Hey, hey, you guys come back early Sunday.
What are you talking about?
I was like, ooh.
What do you mean? Where?
Oh, I'm going to get a little nap in when we come back from SAC.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I told you we were going to be back early.
No, I mean, I'm
what are you talking about?
I'm going to Sacramento.
The week after Passover. Well, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Oh, and I